This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Eleanor Nelson Collins Webb appeared in court yesterday before Judge Ferris to face a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated stemming from an alleged incident on June the 4th. Represented by attorney Dallas Rooney for the arraignment, Webb entered a plea of not guilty. The court set bond at $3,500, 10%, which has been posted. Conditions of her release include strict prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, as well as mandatory random testing. The prosecutor must submit a plea offer by July the 13th, with a final in-person plea cutoff hearing scheduled for August the 6th at 9 a.m. And in other news for today, the Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. this morning, Tuesday, June the 23rd, in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will start with Lisa Kasprick, who is the administrator of the Mid-Michigan Medical Examiner Group, giving the 2025 annual report of service. She will be followed by the Thumb Area Regional Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens, who will provide a review of the 2027 grant for correctional services for the Thumb's four counties. Commissioners are expected to approve the proposal of McKenna Associates Incorporated for consultation for professional and technical planning advisory services. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty, we're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE, all-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive, 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. When the 2026 through 2027 academic school year begins in the Almond School District, there will be a new leader in the staff. Kimberly Von Hiltmeyer, who has served as the superintendent since 2024, will be retiring on June the 30th after 32 years in her career in education. During the May meeting, the Board of Education approved hiring Kyle Wood to replace Von Hiltmeyer. From a field of 18 applicants, the board selected 5 candidates to be interviewed before narrowing it down to 2. And then during the final interview, Wood edged out Jordan Ackerman, who is the superintendent of the Reese Public School District, in order to get the job. Wood will be leaving his position as the assistant superintendent at the Croswell-Lexington Community School District. Besides being an assistant superintendent, Wood also has experience as both a principal and a teacher. Wood will start his new position on July the 1st, the start of the next school year. And another news for today. Elmwood Township could have an entirely new board of trustees before the end of the year. Enough signatures have been gathered and verified to place Township Supervisor Christopher Graff and Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn on the Tuesday, November 3rd ballot for possible recall. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the county's chief election officer, confirmed the minimum requirement to trigger the election was 120 signatures, and 123 eligible township residents were confirmed to have signed by the clerk's office. Graff and Kilborn are both Republicans. The Democratic Party has until July the 2nd to nominate candidates for those positions, or a person can also run with no party affiliation, explained Fetty. Filing packets are available at the county clerk's office in the courthouse. During the May election, Pamela Brinkman, Rochelle Brown, and Evan Laurie were all recalled from the township board and replaced by Michelle Hopp, Daryl Mendrick, and Tom Lounsbury. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.